and also a background. They are absolute relative, correlated, inseparably correlated. How can you get out of that? Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. একটা কিছু বস্তু অ্যাসারশন মানেই হচ্ছে যে সেইটাকে বলতে গেলেই আর কিছু বাদ গেল, তারই আর একটা তার গ্রাফিক ব্যাকগ্রাউন্ড রয়েছে। হবি সব প্রত্যেক পজিশন, ওছাড় তো চিন্তাই চলে না। নো থট থিঙ্কিং ইজ পসিবল উইদাউট দ্য কনসেপশন অফ দ্য রিলেটিভ অ্যান্ড অ্যাবসলিউট। একটাকে বলতে গেলেই একটা নয় এটা বলতে হচ্ছে। নো মানে জন্ম বলছে, নো মানে অলস্পিকার নেহ নানা স্থিতিঞ্চন, নেহ নানা স্থিতিঞ্চন, নানা না থাকলে পরে বলতে, যেটা আমি বদ্রীনারায়ণে বলেছিলাম সেই বম্বের অ্যাডভোকেট খুব
আমাদের জন্য বলতে
I went to Badrinarayan once, and there, one Gujarati advocate, the Mahapurush interpretation difference from Shankara. Mahapurush says, the Vedic truth we have to accept in toto, not with any modification. Shankaracharya has only accepted few according to his own choice. And that also partial representation, not whole. Just as his four principal expressions from the Vedas, Tattvamasi, Soham, Nana, Neha, Nanastike, Chara, Sarvam Kalyidam Brahma, Mahapurusha, Sarvam Kalyidam Brahma, Shankaracharya says Brahma existing, Sarva is not existing. Then why this question arises? Sarva is there. Many in one. Many is also there, and the one is also there. Then why the question arises? To whom we are speaking? For whom the Veda has come with this advice? So both relative and absolute, existing together, coexisted. Tattvamasi. Tat is also there, and the Tam, you also there, and the He also there. Variety is there, unity is there. But Shankaracharya takes only one and rejects the other. So it is misinterpretation. It is not proper interpretation of the Veda. His own idea, conception, thrust into the name of the Veda. The Shankaracharya's interpretation of the Veda, it is an artificial, it is selfish, and provincial. It cannot be done. Jato vaimani bhutani jayanti jena jatani jivanti jatpajanta vishat. What does it mean? It is sufficient. From whom everything is coming, and who is maintaining everything, and existing in whom, and entering into whom, then is that not sufficient? Specific? There is no differentiation, how it can be. In this way, Mahaprabhu refutes Shankara. In very common sense, through common sense, Mahaprabhu's peculiar characteristic is this, that he refutes everything in through common sense, not through the abstract, difficult arguments of the intellectual, only common sense. Whether Shiva is greater or Narayana is greater. You see the position of the Ganges. She is feet water and of one and lives on the head of the other. Then who should be the greater? You can, through common sense, you can judge whether Narayana is greater or Krishna is greater. Take the example of Lakshmi Devi. She is aspiring after Krishna, and Krishna, though she has got everything in Narayana, still some aspiration. But on the other hand, the gopis, when they meet Narayana, they praise that devotion makes to Krishna and may be enhanced by your grace. And no attraction for Narayana is concerned. So this way we can judge. To judge common sense, apply your common sense, intuition. Apply intuition, help intuition than the most truth argument. Tarka pratisthanat. The argument cannot give any solution to any conclusion. Argument can never help us to reach any particular conclusion. Rather, intuition or common sense can help, really. That is the recommendation of Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. He is refuting the great divinity also in that person. Our newcomer friend.
Parisevan Prabhu.
What is your one?
Chaitanya Chandra.
Chaitanya Chandra, he's there.
Parisevan has gone.
Yes. And also Satyavak.
Satyavak.
Yes.
And what about the Venkatarevan Prabhu?
Venkata is Calcutta.
Calcutta.
Do you have any questions? Not right away.
Not just now. He said,
not right at the moment.
Not just now, he
not
said.
Any particular question. But he comes from Buddhistic school. Mahaprabhu met many a Buddhist when he was passing through Andhra province. Andhra province had much of the Buddhist scholars there. The great Nagarjuna of the Buddhist school, he comes from Andhra. But Bihar, that was the home of Buddhists, and the greatest mutt, Nalanda.
Now he wants to ask you some questions.
the cat is come out of the bag. Yes. Let us hear.
There is one point in Buddhist philosophy.
He's there.
Yes, he's there. You can come nearer.
Come nearer. Yes.
There is one point in their philosophy that is called anatta. They say there is no soul. That after you go through the experience of everything sensory, underneath it all, there's actually no foundation of life, no foundation of the living entity. There's nothing there.
What did you say?
He said they have philosophy anatta, that there is no soul. After experience removed, then found underneath, no soul, no basis.
The Charvak here in Eastern philosophy, and the Epicurus in the Western philosophy, they are of opinion that the extreme atheist, they say that the consciousness is the byproduct of the chemical combinations of so many material substances. So with the dissolution of this physical body, nothing remains as soul or consciousness, nothing of that. Only the physical combination, just as chemical combination, produces something more. So the physical connection of different material elements together and the consciousness produced with the dissolution of this body, fleshy body, nothing remains. Epicurus in West and Charvak in the East. Then comes the Buddhist school. They say that if the body is dissolved, the subtle body that is the mental system, it remains. And with the dissolution of the mental system, those transmigration of birth they admit. So this body may vanish, another body we have to enter according to karma. And then, if we do work in a particular way, then the subtle body, mental system dissolves and nothing remains, no soul. Shankaracharya is also of same type, with slight difference. Buddhist school, they say individual soul does not exist, no permanent individual soul. Shankara also say no permanent individual soul can exist. But difference between them is such that Shankara says the Brahma, the conscious substance is there. And this separate consciousness of separate existence, that is false. And with the dissolution of the mental system, nothing remains, no individual soul remains, but the conscious Brahma, whose reflection is individual soul, that vanishes, that is non-existing. But there is a substance like Brahma. Thus the moon is there, and in a glass, the reflection, in water reflection. Remove the glass and no reflection. Reflected moon is nowhere. So all individual souls are reflections from the common cause, that is Brahma, consciousness. That is reflected, vidhi dhishthitam, reflected. So as for individual soul, both are one and the same. So Mahaprabhu says that Vedasri Nastikavad, Shankara also preaches on behalf of the Buddhist, and they apparently has given some cover. The Brahma is there. And the Buddha says that nothing is there. This is the difference between them. But Vaishnava Acharya, they say, you know, individual jiva soul, it is nitya. It is just like the particle, the dust of the earth, or the pencils of ray of the sun, something like that. The infinite soul consciousness and the finite spark, a great conflagration and the spark, there's so many jiva, enveloped in darkness, somehow it may be covered. And when it comes to the conflagration, it is all right. Something like that. So, if I have to refute the Buddhist, we have to go to the modern philosopher, Descartes. I doubt everything. Whatever you say, I doubt. Then Descartes said that doubter is existing, is true or not? You have to start from there. Who is he? Whatever is related, stated, you say, I oppose, I doubt. Then the doubter is existing or he is non-existent? If he is not non-existent, then no question arises. If you come in the way of argument, then you have to come. Whether the doubter, what is his position, you have to assert. Whatever is said, I doubt. Yes. But whether you are existing really or not, you have to find that, answer that. The starting point. And what is he? Is he an atom? A dust without knowledge? Then how he comes to assert? The point of starting should be examined. You do it. Whatever you say, huh? The seer, who is he? Is he conscious? Has he got reason? Has he got any existence at all? Or it is imaginary? The starting point. Then you will come to find whether you exist or not. And you means who? A matter is putting the question, or an unit of consciousness is putting the question. Who is putting the question? The first starting from where? From conscious region. Then what will be the basic existence? Consciousness or matter? Asil or God? Stephen said, one German scholar, he took Indian nationalism during the First Great War. I saw him in the university when I was a student of law. I studied in fourth year class his philosophy, his edition, ontology, psychology. Stephen's language was very simple and still and argumentative. Fine arguments, simply produced. Four tests against the atheist he gave. One of that is very useful against the atheist. That is the starting point. Consciousness. Whatever you will say, it presupposes consciousness. Any statement presupposes consciousness. The fossil, what is fossil? It is black, it is hard, it is smell, some smell, something attribute, but what is that? That is the stage of mind, consciousness. Stage of consciousness. Without consciousness, no assertion can be made. Without the help of consciousness, no assertion is possible at all. Extreme case, fossil. Fossil is the most elemental substance. Fossil means what? Some color, then from eye, some touch, heart, then some scent, some taste, then some end. But the background is consciousness. After all, it is an idea, like Bartley. It is an idea. In the ocean, the iceberg is floating. So, fossil is floating in the conscious ocean. Ultimately, everything, whatever we can assert, that of our experience, that is floating on the iceberg, like iceberg in the ocean of consciousness. It can never be refuted. I have got experiences sometimes when I was 23. I had got some indifference to the world, a very natural and a deep indifference to the world. At that time I had some experience. I saw that I felt that the material world is floating. Just in the milk, there is the shortage floating above that.
Cream.
The milk over the cream over the milk. So the bhul bhubo sa mahaja, bhubo log below, and the bhulog like cream. The world of experience is like cream floating over milk, which is the mind. I felt it myself. And a huge milk, quantity of milk, and the floating portion is very meager, a cover. I could feel them at that time. Just like it was, that suggestion came to me. Bhuvalok, the mental world, is a huge, and the cover is like the cream, it is over. After this Khitta Tij Marubbom, the sense, the sense, the eye, the ear, the tongue, which is caught by these external senses, that is only the cover. And in Bhagavatam also Prabhupada Maharaj said, Bahirathamani nati vidushartha gati hi Vishnum, durashaya ji bahirathamani no. Making much with the cover, bahirathamani no. But do not dive deep into the internal substance. There he will find Vishnu, most peaceful substance within. And the cover, like a cream, it is over. And we are making much of that cover. Durasaya ji bahirathamanino. Nati vidushartha gati hi Vishnu. The very substance within, the fruit is covered by despair. And what we experience at present, that is the cover. And we are making much of that, ignoring the very substance for which this cover has been used. Hare Krishna, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. So you try to find out the knower, analyze the knower, the doubter. What is he? Is he an atom, like a dust? Or that is his characteristic is an atom in the conscious, and the knowing, knower are known. Inquired. The starting, coming from the starting, coming from a particular point, who is he? He is iron, or he is stone, or he is a point of consciousness, chetan, spirit, soul. Well, try to find yourself. Then gradually you will come to know that in your case, this within the particle of consciousness, spirit, the whole world is also like that, covered by within the spirit. In other words, again you will be able to see that it is a part of consciousness, a particular part of consciousness. In consciousness, different sorts of experience are floating here and there. In your conscious seat, the sun, moon, tree, stone, human beings, your beloved, your enemy, all floating on that consciousness. There you will be nearer to you. In that conception, you will come. Your approach will be nearer to your real self. Matter is far, far away, but soul is near. Try to conceive in that line. Soul, spirit, consciousness is nearer. You are the child of that side. And matter is far, far away. But the interrupting planes have been so close together that you don't see. Just as if we put the finger in the eye, we can't see the finger. Only one foot distance, we can see it finally. So, what is very near that we can't see. I cannot see myself. I can see so many things. I can't see myself.
They like to say that consciousness is a material thing. They like to say that consciousness is a material thing.
Who say?
The Buddhists.
I say no material thing. If I am to answer your question, then I shall say that nothing is matter. Whatever you feel, that is only a part of your consciousness. All idea. You are concerned only with consciousness. Beyond that you can't go. That is only idea. The idea of stone, idea of tree, idea of house, idea of body, all idea. And that is very closer to you. And what is shown as particular thing, that is far away. You are concerned only with idea. You can't go outside that. All the things of your experience is a part of your mind.
So the 84 lakhs is only idea, 84 lakh species? Charasi lakh yonia, that is only idea?
All idea. All idea. And the primary opposition. Because they are also in Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, originally. Nothing is eliminated. Everything is harmonized. Everything has its proper position. Nothing to be eliminated. Only harmony is necessary. Only outlook, angle of vision to be changed. Self-centered exploitation and renunciation must be given up. This is the cause of hallucination. Exploitation and as well as renunciation. Vishyam purna sukhayati jat kinchatina gulma kikatamukham goshti samastam hitat sarvanandamayam mukundadaitam lilanukulam param. Everything has its contribution to the service of the center, of the Jnana. In reflection also there are so many. There is undesirability there. In Brahma, the highest position, abhamhuvana loka, and to the lowest creature, misconceived. In Vrindavan so many things, but they have got their contribution towards the assistance of Radha Govinda Leela. They are there, therefore. They are all conscious, all conscious. Vrindavan, they have ki kata mukhaṁ, jatkincha tirna gulma ki kata mukhaṁ, uddhava aspiring after the birth of a creeper or a shrub in Vrindavan. Then, what is the value of the shrub and the creeper in Vrindavan? Uddhava's aspiration is imaginary, theoretical, but no practical value. Uddhava, the greatest devotee of Krishna, he is aspiring to have a birth of a shrub in Vrindavan. So already those that are born there in that body, they are they useless? Are this ordinary shrub or ordinary creeper? Kamsastra. Anyhow, they are necessary for the pastimes of the Radha Govinda. They have got their value, direct value. Shantarasa. Shantarasa. A man who does not harm anybody, even a fly or a mosquito, he does not kill. That does not mean that he is paralyzed. A mosquito taking the blood, he does not harm. Does not mean he is paralyzed, diseased man. So they are Shanta Rasa. In passive mode, serving in a passive mode, the sons of Jamuna, the trees, the birds, the insects, they are in that sort of mood, just as in a drama, in a theater, one is playing the part of a dead man. His body is being carried. He is playing the part of a dead man. He can't say, he can't move. That does not mean that he is a dead body, he is dead. When in a drama we find, posing is such. So Shanta Rasa, Dasya Rasa, that's posing is in that way, that is giving service. So Shanta Rasa Bhakta, a devotee, when he's, suppose, a king's son, he's playing the part of a sweeper. And when he's playing the part of a sweeper, he is doing so nicely that men give up claps by appreciation. But really he's a king's man, he's a prince. Was playing the part of a sweeper, he's getting applause there. So that sort of all posing, that is also contribution to the service of Krishna, satisfaction. Radha Kunda, the Jalam, the water in Radha Kunda, considered to be the highest place in Vrindavan. For the water, there are so many gods and the devotees, they are in praise of Radha Kunda. And what is the position of that Radha Kunda? The Govardhan, Govardhan, that is also a posing, but Govardhan is worshipped as Krishna himself. But in a stone, Shalukram, it is the Ganges water, like water, filthy water. And the other side is covered. It can pure. That water can pure, and purest water in the material sense cannot pure by touch. So that is another aspect of things. It is existing. It can exist. Mahaprabhu says, please consider me your feet dust. Not even a part of your body, feet dust. Vivinnam sajeev. Feet dust, that is inanimate thing. Consider me feet dust. But that dust, that is not matter. That is Jetan, consciousness, unit of consciousness. And filled with love, and filled with knowledge as well as love. The feet dust. Feet dust, that is also loving and the consciousness present. Posing is such. And they are happy there. Your comparative study is there. But primary consideration, they should be understood like that. They are also unit of prema and the jnana, knowledge and anandam, ecstasy. Fiddhast is also the emblem of knowledge and ecstasy. Existence presupposed. Knowledge also presupposed. That is also poems of prema, love of divine. In Vrindavan, in Navadvip. And the whole self conversion, everywhere it will be so. Krishna's kingdom, Mahaprabhu's kingdom, only angle of vision, we have lost, that is to be acquired. Angle of vision. I'm in the midst of enemy. But if angle of vision may be changed, I may think that I know I am in the midst of friends. It is so broad. So broad. That Jara Bharat, Jara Bharat caught by the dacoits. And there he was taken to the Kali Murti, and he was with the sacrifice, will be killed there. But Jara Bharat has got such spacious angle of vision. He does not care for anything. His will. His will. Whatever is happening, it is his will. He is the protector, he is seeing everything. I have nothing to do. With this idea, he is however taken, he is going without resistance. And they put into the field to be beheaded. The last moment, the goddess Kali came and killed the dacoits and saved him. But Jara Bharat did not give any resistance. Midst of enemy, he does not care for that. No, I am in friendly circle. I have no danger. He's in such a plane of consciousness, there's no apprehension, no danger. I am under his care. It was proved that, his angle of vision was not a philosophy, an imagination, but it is reality. It is reality. So many instances are there that enemy is no enemy. Maya santushta manasa sadva sukhamaya adisha. His divine will at the back of everything. When one can come in connection with that paramount power and that original plane of reality, he may not have any care. Still in Gyana Sunna Bhakti, that sort of posing is there. It is in Gyana Sunna Bhakti. That is quite different in nature, Yoga Maya. The gopis, the friends, know where is Krishna. Krishna is not here, running hither, thither. Krishna, cow are not grazing, this and that. That is also by Yoga Maya to arrange for the satisfaction of Krishna, such leela. Dhyana Sunna Bhakti. Gaushari Bhakti.
Gaur-hari-gaur,
all right. What is your inner search? In one word, the revealed scriptures say yes. The answer of the whole revealed truth in one word is yes. To everyone, one word, one answer, yes. What is the meaning of that yes? What you want, it is there. What you are searching, it is there. What is your inner search? To live. To live and to improve. You examine yourself. What is your inmost search? What do you want? The revealed truth says, yes, that is. Your thirst will be quenched. You will be well fed. In one word, the answer. What is it?
In Bhagavad Gita, when the Lord says, Jiva Bhutang Mahabaho, Yaye Dam Dharyate Jaga, what is the angle of vision? Yaye Dam Dharyate Jaga.
The soul, misguided soul that from Tatastha Lok, that has come within this illusory. The angle of vision, misguided. This world.
Yes.
And also Chaitanya Dharyati Jagat, they are also in Vaikuntha. So many. That is another. The universe of discourse is all this material world here. Jaitanya Dharyati Jagat. This is dead matter, and they entered, and movement came. Entered within this material conception and moving it. In that sense, Jai Ramha Jati Yavad. But ultimately everything in Him. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Mattas Sarvam Pavad. Jatu Vaimani Bhutani Jayanti Jeno Jatani Jivanti Jat Paryanti Abhisham Vishanti Tadeva Brahma. He is catching everything. Everything on Him. But here, this material world, this fallen soul's concern, there's so many sparks have entered into this, like glowworms, entered into the dark region, and they are showing that darkness as surrounding it. But the glow worms like jiva in the dark night, somehow carrying on within the darkness. We can just like light in darkness. It's very meager light in darkness. Almost covered that it can know itself. It's such a thick way. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Who did you say in the West was expounding the Buddhist philosophy, Maharaj? You said Chakravarti in the East, and
who
in the West?
In the West, in the East, Charvak, and in the West?
Epicurus.
Epicurus.
We part from Western philosophy, we said. Epicurus is the atheist of the worst type, like Charvaka in the East. With the dissolution of this physical body, nothing remains. No mental sense. What we come across in our dream, that mental system also not existing, according to him. But Shankara and the Buddha, both of them, accept the mental system is also within this physical body, and the transmigration of soul is also admitted in their philosophy. But with the dissolution of the mental system, that is the sukma shari, nothing remains. Nothing remains, Buddha says, Shankara also says, in individual case. But Shankara says, the consciousness within the mental body, that is a reflection of the above. And that Brahma is existing. And Buddha says nothing remains. Prakriti Karanavad and Shankara Brahma Karanavad. Shankara says, Sloka Dhena Parokhami Jadaktam Dvanta Kotivhi. Brahma Satyam Jagat Mitha Jiva Brahma Iva Napara. In a half line of poem, I am expressing the whole truth that has been expressed by so many volumes after volumes of Shastra. Only within half shloka, I shall say. Brahma Satyam Jagat Mitha. And Jeev, nothing than that Brahma reflected. This is the substance of all the scriptures ever found in the world. That is his